This is the highest demand they've ever provided for.
We're seeing people that we hadn't seen before. So people perhaps didn't have the needs before. Now they're realizing they need to use our services. So we're seeing a lot of new folks coming in.
Kulchitsky says the higher numbers are a result of higher gasoline and food prices, plus the closing last year of the Collins and Aikman auto parts plants in Rantoul, which cost 500 people their jobs. The Eastern Illinois Food Bank provides food for 260 food pantries. Executive Director Jim Heyer says, excluding Champaign County, the 14 counties his office serves have seen an average 30% increase in need. News that funding has been restored to Illinois Human Service Agencies is being met with some skepticism by at least one agency in Champaign. Dale Morrissey of the Developmental Services Center says there's a guessing game going on as to just how much money will actually be coming back to his facility and others like it. Morrissey says a lot depends on how much the DSC gets back in reserve funds. He says many agencies were forced to sign an agreement with the state that could mean up to 12% of those grant dollars are not restored. That could leave up to $230,000 at risk. Morrissey says that's creating some uneasiness at a time when the agency was already filling only vital positions.
We haven't actually done a permanent reduction in force that affects individual people's lives at this point in time, but we have not filled staff positions, which means our staff-to-client ratios have gone up. And in addition to that, for the last nearly 60 days, we haven't admitted anyone into the adult sides of our program.
Morrissey says about $70,000 to qualify the agency for federal matching money should be safely restored by the state. But he's frustrated about the state's lag in making payments to agencies like his. He says the DSC is currently owed about $1.5 million by the state. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says Indiana lost nearly 5,800 jobs in October. Preliminary numbers released today show the job losses pushed the state's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate to 6.4%, up from 6.2% in September. Indiana Department of Workforce Development spokesman Gary Abel says the state's unemployment rate now equals the highest level since February of 1987, but it's still a tenth of a percent lower than the national average, and it's lower than Illinois' 7.3% jobless rate. She was first elected when Jimmy Carter was in the White House, and Jennifer Putman has stuck around to become the longest-serving member currently on the Champaign County Board. That will change next month when Putman steps down after 30 years in office. Last night, county board members honored the Urbana Democrat with a party, complete with a cake, the gift of a commemorative gavel, and a table covered with photos from her three decades in office. That table was located in what used to be Meeting Room 2 of the Brookins Center. It's now the Jennifer K. Putman Meeting Room. Putman says she was touched when she saw the room name change proposal on a committee agenda earlier this month, but she saw the humor in it as well.
I took it to my husband. I said, honey, look at this. Look at this. This is big. But then I said, what if it doesn't pass unanimously?
The resolution to name the room after Putman did pass unanimously, and she was visibly moved as several county board members from both parties praised her for acting as the conscience of the county board in issues like inmate rights and the living wage. It's 5:33.
Support for WILL comes from Commerce Bank. A friend to business for more than 143 years, their mission continues to be a dependable leader providing a safe place for deposits. Commerce remains a friend during challenging times. Commerce Bank.
Now here's Mike Solo with weather.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's already 27 degrees on Friends Plaza, and Willard Airport at the top of the hour is already at 23. We have a westerly wind. It's only at 3 miles per hour, and that will start to shift around and become southwesterly tonight. So we do look for an overnight low temperature down into the middle teens, but after it bottoms out, it'll start to climb, the temperature that is, in the overnight hours, and we should be back to close to 40 degrees for tomorrow. The high temperature today, 30, and that is almost 20 degrees below the average low, or the average high. The average high temperature is now at 47 degrees. The average low temperature is at the freezing mark, so very cold conditions, but a little bit of a rebound as we work through the weekend. And by Sunday, we look for a high temperature right at the average. For tonight, During the evening, clear and cold. During the overnight hours, becoming partly cloudy. The low in Champaign-Urbana, 15 degrees. The wind, again, starting to shift around from westerly to southwesterly. And it'll be around 4 to 8 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. A high around 40 and an 8 to 16 mile per hour southerly wind. Mostly cloudy early for Saturday night, then clearing overnight. The low back down to 25. Mostly sunny, breezy, a little warmer on Sunday. The high 47 and partly sunny on Monday with a high temperature of 43. It's 5:35.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block, wrapping up our series of interviews this week on the future of Afghanistan and U.S. policy there. We've talked about the resurgence of the Taliban, about more effective counterinsurgency tactics, and the need for more U.S. troops. We've talked about whether the Afghan government should negotiate with reconcilable elements of the Taliban. And today, we're going to talk about the regional players vital to any resolution in Afghanistan, most importantly, the role of Pakistan.